Okay, good morning.
All right. Just going over the last sif. I rushed at the end and misread it a little bit. Adam Shalom Alav Mayrel. Last sif in Shin Lamed Aleph, sif Yud in Shin Lamed Aleph. Adam Shalom Alav Me'olam, someone who a Mayrel who never did Mila in his life. Lo Yomol B'Shabbos, should not do Mila on Shabbos. Because he might come to make a mistake, and he might be a Shabbos more, whatever. He shouldn't be the one doing it. But in mal kvar pam achas, even if he was mal one time, mutter lomu for Shabbos, it is mutter for him. I feel in hu avi abem. Even if he's the father, because the shita will hold that the father should not do it because of the creation of the nichale. But we don't say that. We say alpikin, you can do it. I do not like the, for instance, in Breslov, there's they do try to, the fathers try to do the meal themselves, even if they're not trained well, they, whatever. So I guess if they have, if it's the first kid, they shouldn't do that on Shabbos. But alpikin, that's what we're talking about over here. We should be only someone who's at least done it once. Right, okay, the rest of Dine Mila are going to hit upon in the Yerodea. Fine. Siren Shin Lama Beis.
Even if a Moel Omed El Gabo.
Yeah, you should, as far as I know, if it's the first time, he was not allowed to do it because... one person was Milo, one person was Priya on Shabbos, but that's not so common. You don't usually Mechavid that way. I mean, they have Cheker, they don't have Mechubim with Priya, but Al Kopanim. I don't know, as far as I know, it said that was a Gzera. Lo Shalili behave on Shabbos, so we're talking about taking care of animals. Not exactly. We'll see. Amy Alden is behind on Shabbos. Person can't help the animal give birth on Shabbos. That's Tirchi Yisera, as Lashon Chazal. That's Tirchi Yisera to start trying to get the calf out of the cow, whatever. So therefore, Amy Yaldin, they have to just do it themselves. Then we get into other medical issues with animals. Amy Farksin, the Behema Galde Maka. We don't wash off or peel off their scabs. Losachin or some shemen. Nor are we allowed to go ahead and rub them with oil over there. How do you mean the big bar maka? That's when it's healing, when it's basically healed. The lecha elevishim tano, it feels good to take the scab off, and that'll make the animal happy. Ela avotchilas maka, the ikatsara, shari, then you're allowed to go ahead and to, you know, open the wound and clean it out, and etc. You're for the brachim tsar, you're allowed to deal with the animal. No, not motzidam. You're taking the scab off. There's no even by
Shmuel Shabbos. Open the wound. If you open the wound.
I'm saying in the beginning, open the wound until you take it off. Just to relieve if the pressure or something is sour, or there's infection. I don't know. A scab. Shmuel Shabbos says that even by a person, if the scab is ready to come off, there's no issue of goyim to take a scab off, but I don't know exactly when if it's going to bleed, obviously not. Gimel, im achla karshinin harbe, if it overate, and it's the eris, and it has a stomachache, yachal haritza b'chotzer, you can run it around the chotzer, ishitiyagev, it's disrape, it'll get tired, and it'll help it, help its stomach muscles move, whatever, that's okay, that's not a refuah. It is somewhat of a refuah, but as the Chacham point out, Shmuel points out that even though for man it would be a problem if he said with those exercise things like that, because a gzera of shchita salmoni might come to go ahead and grind medicine, but that's only by a person, you don't grind medicine, not where you're going to grind medicine for an animal. But al-Fapanim, you're allowed to go ahead and do this type of refuah. Dalil Achsadam, if it has extra blood or something, Yachal Amida Mamayim, Eshid Itzadim, it's very hot, you're allowed to put it in water so it cools down. Yimu Safik Shein Lo Yekizu Ladam, Tamas, if you don't bloodlet, it's going to die. Mutulomer Le Yehudi Lakiza, you're allowed to Vesad Behema, Hesed, and whatever, you're allowed to go ahead as a telegoy to heal it. So too, I guess, any time it needs some sort of veterinary assistance, you're allowed to call, you're allowed to ask the goy to come and treat your animal. Because it's about the kind. And Shilam Agir Shalit final ulcer, but you shouldn't clear out an ulcer on Shabbos. Ulcer shal tvua, or shal kada yayin, if you have a cellar or a storage room or something like that, that's full of tvua or kada yayin, or barrels of wine. Avapish mutter li stafik remeno, even though yes, you're allowed to take stuff out of there to, use. Also, the house boy, the fanoisa, you can't clear the room out. Elvot var mitzvah. You can't just decide, I want to clear the whole room out because the tirchi is seira. Unless it's for a dvar mitzvah, like the chasas orchim and things, or whatever. But if you don't know, there's a storage room in the shul, and there's tables, and I don't know, whatever, a whole bunch of stuff. And you suddenly need, we need an extra. We need an extra place to go ahead and daven, so you're allowed to clear it out. Or you have a room in your house which you're using as a bunch of boxes and I don't know and beds and who knows what. And you need a place for Orchid to sleep, so you're allowed to clear that out. Allowed to move furniture and move furniture out, but only for that, not just okay, I'm gonna clear things out. However I want to, it's you're allowed to do it for a mitzvah. The ketzah mifaneihu, how do you clear out the room? In haya oitzer agodol mifan, it's a very large storage room. Mifanu emenu hamish kupos, you can take out shkol kupa of shalosh slime, and look up the measurement, you can take it a certain amount, you're allowed to take out at once. So it's nicker, so it's not over not too much tircha. Lo haya ba elu hamish kupos, it's only enough. Only chamish kupos, mifana mehem arba kupos. You take out four. Avakulo yifana shem lover lahashvas gumos. We're talking about a case where it's on dirt floor in the otzar, and you might come to go ahead and clear the whole thing out and to straighten the floor out. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. However, you leave a little bit there, and enough that people can go in and use the room. Agav achol shvus. It's a general klal that any shvus, the makom mitzvah, is also makom tzarech orchim. V'lo mikri orchim elishin is arkuas of the bezos, people who are staying in your house. O shizimena orchim shnis arkuas al cherim, or so they're sleeping by someone else, but you invite them for meals or something like that. Lo kishizimen chavero liso that's lo mikri orchim. It's very interesting halacha over here. It's not in a chlasas orchim that's called makom mitzvah that you can go ahead and that you matir shvusim. And not only here, you also matir in hilchos iser v'heter. We're matir we're more makel when it comes to certain tarevis and iser falls into heter and things or whatever. Brasa v'cholov, certain things over there. We're more, the pesukim then were more makel for orchim. But orchim do not mean you invite your neighbor over for social, to have a social gathering, to be social. Venusus mitzvah suus for shus. That's suus for shus. So it's just a very interesting thing because what does it mean? A chassid orchim is a serious thing to say because even what's the time why we're makel? Because it says that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu, he said, wait a second, I got to go deal with the orchim. So we see we're doicha a little bit. Mitzvahs and certain mitzvahs in order to either mechaber or avi tzarech orchim that suddenly someone shows up on your doorstep and you need to find place for him and things like that then we're more we're making different shvusim But generally, Hachas Mitzvah Chanasas, I know people who, you know, Marim Chanasas Arachim, it means someone who actually needs a place to stay, not just you're inviting your cousin. If he's here from America, fine, he needs a place to go. But you're inviting your neighbor from down the street, that doesn't count.
But if your invitation, your neighbor didn't make any food for Shabbos. Now he's
maybe true. I mean, yeah, but no. But if you invite him, no, it doesn't mean that. I'm saying if you invited him and he was masking, if suddenly this guy canceled, he has no food, and someone else takes him, that would be an area. But the fact that you invited him doesn't mean.
Because you should have done it Arab Shabbos if you invited him.
No, I don't know. You get a mitzvah. You don't get a mitzvah, but this is a special dinner. Achnasas Orchim. That's only if it's someone who taka needs, not someone who. Someone you just want to invite people over, even if they don't make their food, but that doesn't I don't think it makes a difference. The point is, that's just being social. When you do the chamish kupos, don't split the mangal. Don't go ahead and make a bunch of small trips to make it easier to carry. And it looks like it's a lot more. So therefore also, let's say you have a kiddush and you're schlepping stuff to the kiddush or something, I don't know, they've got to bring the stuff, it's in your house, whatever it is. It's better to go ahead and take a few big loads, take five people who have big loads instead of doing 10 small trips, because that looks Asher Milsa Tfei, peculiar. So that's much more shows you much more like Tashavistic. Elo Arba Chavish Kubal Shemefana Hayel Oreach Echad. This is talking for one Oreach Mimbolo Harbe. If much people show up by your door, Mefana Kishir Hazel Lachol Oreach VeOreach. Then each Oreach has to go ahead and clear out five kubos. So let's say you have a large Otsar, as you cleared up one area, you can sleep here, you can move here, whatever. If you do piece, you can't go ahead and just clear the whole place out. As to your seira, each person should clear out for himself, but each thing should be done separately. If you get a shipment of yayin, you can't take them down off the Golovah on Shabbos. You look at the Kavod Orchim unless you need Kavod Orchim or Tzarech Mitzvah, you need for Simcha, whatever it is, Hadikim Mefana or Oitzar. It's the same thing, like I said, so therefore, if you want to go ahead, moving, for example, let's say you want to set the shul up for a kiddush, that would be mutter. But let's say you still want to move some, and then you have to set the shul up and move it back as a tzarech mitzvah. But if it's for some other reason, or like I said, you want to schlep stuff to a kiddush, things like that, then that would be that would be only a tzarech mitzvah, tzarech orchim. So that would be. What's
this shear of 4 or 5 kupas? How big is a kupa?
What did we call it? It's a shosh hasayim.
That's the shear.
You can look up exactly. I don't have the exact.
Fine.
Dvaika. What happens if something catches fire on Shabbos? Not the dvaika of Shabbos. If something catches fire on Shabbos, even belayla kodem suda. Yeah, we're talking about over here, it's just a hachdama, that it's talking about the kivui. Kivui is the lachash and tzicha legufa, unless as a Ramah holds, unless you go ahead and you use it to make pechon or something like that. So it's a lachash and tzicha legufa. So therefore, there is, if a person puts it out, it's only derabanan. Im hubalayel kolim suda. Right after Shabbos comes in, yachal lahatzuk leibonzer shal shul. You can take it out of your house into outside. You can take out gibel suda. So royal alam laadam for each person. Royal lebehema for any animal. Ubashapir lozer shtei suda. So you'll have to take out enough for two meals. The mincha mazay suda achas shal shudis. Those people who live in the house that there's a fire. Lo yatzil yoyzer mishum the ikal lebechash. Shemitokshim trudim b'hatzolah. They're trying to get their stuff out. Yishku l'shabbos yichavu. That they're going to forget about Shabbos and they're going to put it out. Well, batim akrovim yireish tegila him adlega. That they're concerned that the fire will spread. Yicholim lahatzil kol mashiyutzu. They can go ahead and say whatever they want. Now, just a hakdama of what's going on over here, and is that the Chacham Bergeiser that by so that a person's house catches fire. And we're not talking about over here where it's a raging fire, and you're trying, you know, whatever. We're talking about over here. So the candles fall after Shabbos. The candles fall on a piece of furniture. And it catches fire, and there's no one in the house, everyone's out of the house, and it's just a question of a person's furniture, furniture getting destroyed, or else his house is in the middle of nowhere, things like that. It's just only a question of hefsed mamon, not a question of nefashos. In that case, so what happens is, your table catches on fire, and what do you do? So you're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to take out Gilas Sudos, because we're worried that a person's going to go ahead and put it out. The Chacham asked, the Shulchan asked, he says, I don't understand, it doesn't make any sense. For a mace, you're allowed to do malachas. Here, there's the whole thing. Either don't let it or let it, because you bowl, any person's bowl of mamono, so you should be allowed to do more stuff. But what's this whole instruction? And he says even more, that it says later on that if it's going to be mazik people, you're allowed to put it out. We'll talk about the Ramah at the end of the sin in a second. So the Rav says the pshat over here is very interesting. The psychology over here is that if he said completely, it's completely osur. Okay, it's hard to deal with, but the person will just deal with it and say, okay, min shamayim, it's going to be hard, but it's something he could try to deal with. But if once he starts, say, okay, listen, you can go ahead and you can take stuff out, once he starts taking stuff out, so then he says, the fire is getting close, and they come to put it out. So therefore, they put a set of rules up to for a person to go ahead and follow so that he won't come to go ahead and to be bohu, hello, okay, I can take this, I can do this, I can do this, this is what's allowed, and it'll help keep his mind calm to go ahead and to take stuff out, so he won't go ahead and come to put it out. Now, just thinking, I'm not going to finish the simon, I don't want to leave, people, we'll continue in a second, I don't want to leave people hanging on Shabbos, that Chas v'Shalom, someone has a fire, that they're going to say, okay, I have to leave it, and things, whatever, just the Ramosas later on, Chol Dino Niskarim, Dini Adlacha, Hanhe B'Yemeyim, that was, what it used to be, Rav B'Zvan HaZesh, Anu Shurim Bein Ein Yehudim, Uchshash L'Kanus Tafashos, since we're around Goyim, and there's more Chashash L'Kanus Tafashos, Chasar Rishonim, Achronim, Shemotu L'Chavos, Lega V'Shabbos, Shemdiyeshvach L'Kanus Tafashos, Azari Zariz V'Meshubach. So you're allowed to call the fire department, and you're allowed to do all these things. If we're talking about a case here, it's interesting here in Eretz Yisrael, since the apartments are stone, so therefore we're not so worried about it spreading to other apartments and things. I don't know what, it could be things are more, there's more room for chumrah, because also the you're not talking about the rangoyim, and you're not talking about that it's going to be... they're going to be like, well, you're letting the house burn or whatever. I mean, it's very interesting. The Rishonim and Rishonim, they talk about that. There used to be that if Jew's house it caught on fire, so the punishment was that the authorities would take the owner of the house and throw him inside the fire also. So therefore, Sakharos the Falshus wasn't just because, well, the fire, it was because the Goyim were going to go ahead and start throwing the owners of the house of the fire. So it's when the top of Sakharos the Falshus, it means that it looks bad. It's going to cause issues. It's going to cause problems. Obviously, we're not talking about a case where people are going to get nizuk, as Rav Shulchan says. If people are going to get hurt from it, avada, you can put it out. Yeah, we're talking about a very specific case where it's you know, you're off in the middle of nowhere, or there's no one in the house, everything is whatever. It's a question of hasamama. Yesh matiri v'natalta mo'os v'dvarim ha'mutzim v'yela ha'tzinam v'neyadzleika o me'anosim v'ayim l'gozom. A person is allowed to save money or remove mutza to save them from a dleika or from their, if there are people coming to steal. There's looting and riots nowadays, I don't know, whatever. We'll name different ones. But nachum makom seder ein lachmash is a mutza. But in Makom Seder, you don't have to worry about your muktzah wasn't goes in Makom Seder. Yesh oisim, some say alchapike, it's still also a few lomelei in Yehudi, the Talta Schara, and it says machas kshamim, even, it's completely also even to go ahead and to tell to Muschara, which is muktzah machas chasam kids. Yesh misha oisim, there are those who ask for that, who are very machmir, and the alchapanim, the seems like the, Chaber goes like the first day, just he brings the other day as a person can, you know, think about what to do. Hitzil pas tekiya, lo yatsu pas adra. If he took out a bunch of nice chalas, then he can't pirish pas shenital, hadara, nahinu pas subim. You shouldn't save the bad quality bread. Aval ifcha shari, but if you took out bad quality bread, which, I mean, again, nowadays we don't have so much pasubin unless you say that you have like the really healthy breads are very hard to eat. Maybe it means that, I don't know. But chalpanim, you're allowed to take out other challahs and things. Matzilin, and again, matzilin Yom Kippurim l'Shabbos. You're allowed to be matzil Yom Kippur to Shabbos. But lo mishabbos Yom Kippurim. V'yom tov lo l'Shabbos haba. You can't say stuff for next week.
How is this possible?
I guess it's not.
It's calendar impossible.
But I think it's theoretical. Yeah, no.
Shabbos into Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur into Shabbos, neither is possible.
Right.
Yom Tov.
Right.
So
Yom Tov is possible.
Yom Tov is possible. Yom Kippurim is not possible.
Right. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avakav the low mikvah l'didan Yom Kippurim b'Shabbos suchid la'adadi because the Shulchan Aruch is hazeh and shmi'in di Yom Kippur b'chal b'Yom Chamishi." Yodea Shloim Taliknois al Shabbos Yom Shishi Matzilan. That he said that the Mishnah Berurah said that the reason is that if Yom Kippur is on Yom Chamishi and you won't be able to go ahead, it comes out on Thursday. Wednesday night, Thursday.
Wednesday night, Thursday.
There's a fire on Yom Kippur. There's a fire.
And so then Erev Shabbos,
you're not going to have any food.
Okay.
So therefore you'd be allowed to make that cheshbon, but you won't be able to make the cheshbon for the next Shabbos or for Yom Tov. Well, Yom Kippur and Lamotze Yom Kippur, Matzilin Mozum Suda Achas. If it's just for you're saving on Yom Kippur for Motzi Yom Kippur, you're allowed to say, do one Suda. Matzilin Lachoyla Ulazakein Ularav San Kibenuni. You're allowed to save for a cholo or a zakin and someone who's very hungry. We don't matter any more specifically. It's only if you have two kelim. If you can go, if you have a big garbage can, you want to stick in 100 sandwiches, go ahead. If you pay us taliso, we keep the heavy lasoichoi, because we keep the heavy lasoichoi motor. Even if you keep on folding your talis over and putting different compartments, it's also motor. You have the shemotzi called upon achas. The problem is taking 10 trips, so taking out one big load is okay. Motor lahatzuk letashmisho and tzvichim aloisayom. You're also allowed to save things you need for forks, things you need for taking places for kitoyos, and there's to ches lovish komash yochel lilboi shemotzi v'poshet. You're allowed to put on, keep on putting clothing on, taking it off, putting clothing, taking it off. V'chol the lovish shemotzi v'poshet, that you're allowed to do. V'yesh v'shemesh she'enu lovish v'motzi l'pam achas bilvad. You're allowed to put on 10 pairs of pants, 10 shirts, and Erev Tisha B'Av, and walk out, or an airplane, depending on how much luggage you have.
Is this the fire happening at the time, or is this to save?
No, the fire is happening. We're not talking about a raging fire, because obviously, who's going to go in? We're talking about you have a house and the table's on fire, and there's a small fire opened up. You can't put it out. It's going to spread, but you can't put it out. So what do you do? And we're going to get to things about being able to put up ground kivui and put up bags of water. That will be okay. We're going to get to that. But the point is, let's say a little fire catches on the table. You don't have to put it out. Unless it's fine, you put water around. Hopefully, it's going to stop. The water's going to put it out. But in the meantime, you're allowed to save certain things. You're not allowed to go ahead and clear your whole apartment out.
The Shulchan Aruch goes in such detail about how much you can save.
No, no, this is not. This is a small, tiny fire that broke out in a house that's in a rural area where there's no danger to life whatsoever. And you have no way of stopping it.
Right. Just have some moment. Let's talk about how.
And now it's telling you what you can take out of the home before it burns down, so that you have what to eat and what to wear.
Yeah. Your comparison to Erev Tishba was about
putting on 10 pieces of clothes. Some people do that.
Erev Tishba won't put on 10 shirts at one time.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying.
Erev Tishba.
If you run around and you ski. Yeah, whatever. I was just thinking.
Erev Tishba, if you put on 10 clothes, you don't have to worry about going clean clothes. Okay.
Just say it. I think we'll.
Yeah?